The following is an audio program of the Conscious Evolution Institute. The best sources of resveratrol. In previous articles, we discussed various potential benefits of resveratrol in the diet. In this article, we will discuss some ways that you can increase the level of resveratrol that you consume in your daily routine, while also encouraging you to reap the other benefits inherent in these various and healthy foods. Resveratrol is abundant in red wine. Red wine is the most well-known, as well as the most potent, form of resveratrol available without resorting to supplemental forms of the compound. There is a reason why the French have some of the most resilient cardiovascular systems in the world, and it's not because of their smoking habits. If you choose to enjoy alcohol responsibly, then red wine is a fantastic way to get a physiological boost. Red wine is full of multiple flavonoids, as well as polyphenols such as resveratrol, which reward the body for their consumption in multiple ways. If you choose not to consume alcohol, non-alcoholic red wine appears to offer many of the same benefits of its alcoholic counterpart. Red grape resveratrol. Although red wine is the most well-known source of resveratrol, red grapes themselves are an efficient vehicle for resveratrol as well. Grape seeds contain the highest concentration of resveratrol in the plant. The skin of the grape offers the second highest level of resveratrol. Something to keep in mind in regard to grapes. The darker the grape, the higher the concentration of resveratrol. Choose grapes that have a sharp color as near to black as possible in order to maximize the amount of resveratrol you receive from your snack. Why is red wine a better source of resveratrol? The reason that red wine is a better source of resveratrol than grapes themselves is a result of the winemaking process. The process of fermentation increases the amount of resveratrol that is available in the liquid that you actually consume. Resveratrol is largely trapped in the seeds and the skin of grapes. This means that when you eat raw grapes, much of the resveratrol that passes through your system is never unlocked and released into your system. The process of fermentation leaches the vast majority of resveratrol from these parts of the grape, which are normally poorly digested, vastly increasing the amount of resveratrol available in your glass of wine. Why is red wine a better source of resveratrol than white wine or white Zinfandel? The level of resveratrol available in a glass of wine is directly related to the amount of time that the fermented liquid has been in contact with the pressed skin and seeds of the wine. The color of the wine is directly related to the amount of time that the wine is allowed to soak in the presence of the grape skin. Darker wine equals more resveratrol. Dark chocolate, a significant source of resveratrol. Dark chocolate is one of the densest forms of natural resveratrol available from any food product. Red wine contains the highest level of resveratrol out of any other food or drink, but dark chocolate is the third best source of this amazing polyphenol compound, behind red wine and boiled peanuts. A serving of dark chocolate contains around 3/4 as much resveratrol as a glass of wine. All forms of chocolate contain at least some resveratrol, but the amount of resveratrol is directly related to the purity of the chocolate. Cocoa powder has the highest concentration of resveratrol among chocolate products. After the powder itself, baking chocolate has the second highest amount of the compound, followed by dark chocolate. The least potent form of chocolate is milk chocolate. Peanuts, an efficient alternative to red wine. Peanuts are an incredibly versatile food, but did you know that peanuts are also a fine source of resveratrol? The amount of resveratrol in a serving of boiled peanuts is nearly identical to that contained within a glass of wine. Boiled peanuts are the best source of resveratrol from peanuts. Peanut butter comes in second place, and roasted peanuts comes in third place. The reason why boiled peanuts provide higher levels of resveratrol than peanut butter or roasted peanuts is similar to that reason of red wine in comparison to grapes. The highest level of resveratrol is available in the shell of the peanut and the thin casing of the peanut itself. The boiling process works the resveratrol out of the portions of the peanut that the body is less effective at digesting, providing a higher active dose. The process of making peanut butter also coaxes these same polyphenols free, but to a lesser extent. Various berries contain resveratrol. A number of types of berries contain resveratrol. Like grapes, the concentration of resveratrol is related to the color of the berry itself. Dark berries like cranberries and blueberries contain the highest levels of resveratrol. Resveratrol is also available in the same primary locations in berries, the seeds and the skin. Like red grapes, the fermentation process can also draw out increased levels of bioavailable resveratrol. Resveratrol supplements. You may be interested in turning to supplemental forms of resveratrol. As we mentioned in earlier articles, the levels of resveratrol used in scientific study of the compound are often higher than the levels of resveratrol that can normally be acquired from diet alone. Supplemental sources of resveratrol provide a higher dose of this particular polyphenol than can be acquired from normal dietary sources. You should be conscientious when choosing your resveratrol supplement, because supplements are not regulated by the FDA, and as a result, don't carry the same guarantees of quality and conformity that you get with medicine. Just do your research, and choose a resveratrol supplement that actually offers what it claims to provide. Most resveratrol pills contain between 10 and 50 milligrams of resveratrol. Although there are many brands of resveratrol, one of the most trusted brands of supplemental resveratrol is Biotivia Transmax, trans-resveratrol. Although there is not a strict recommended daily allowance, it appears that the ideal level of resveratrol for improved physiological health may be as high as 500 to 2,000 milligrams per day. This is not to say that the lesser amount that you can acquire from a normal diet will not provide benefits, but that the maximum potential benefits of resveratrol continue to accumulate as the dosage grows. Add resveratrol to your daily routine. As you can see, there are many ways to add resveratrol to your diet. We encourage you to at least try out supplemental resveratrol to see if it works for you. Even if you find the results unsatisfactory, there is absolutely no risk in adding this potentially highly beneficial nutrient to your diet. This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you found this article informative, and we encourage you to visit our website,